Welcome to this week's The Feeling of Jazz. This is Bill Satterly, and usually along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we bring you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. Kent is out of town tonight, so I'll be handling the show by myself. I'm going to kick off the show with a hit that is a classic for Dave Brubeck and his quartet. The name of the tune is The Duke, and it features Dave on piano, Paul Desmond alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. So let's listen to their version of a tune entitled The Duke.
Thank you.
Obviously, that was live. This is a Columbia CD entitled Dave Brubeck's Greatest Hits. Features 11 cuts and, of course, features Take 5. If you have ever gone to Andy's in Chicago, a regular up there would be Chuck Hedges and his Swing Tet. I think they usually played on Monday nights. And Bob Kester, who has a jazz record mart, has his own label entitled Delmark. And so this particular CD is on the Delmark label, and it's Dwayne Tham and the Chuck Hedges Swing Tet doing a tribute to Hampton, featuring Dwayne on vibes, Chuck Hedges on clarinet, Frank Dawson on guitar, John Beany bass, and Charles Bromham on drums, doing a tune entitled Moonglow.
Thank you.
You can tell that was recorded live, and I assume it was recorded at Andy's. Obviously, it wasn't done in a studio. So it's Dwayne Tham and a tribute to Hamp on the Delmark label. I'm going to go to the cornet sound of Nat Adderley. Probably is not as famous as his brother Cannonball Adderley. But this is from a Blue Autumn CD entitled The Nat Adderley Quintet, playing a tune entitled The Fifth Labor of Hercules, featuring Nat on cornet, Sonny Fortune on alto sax, Larry Willis on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. Let's listen to The Fifth Labor of Hercules.
Thank you.
Obviously, that was recorded live also. Nat Adderley doing the fifth labor of Hercules, and his brother Cannonball actually passed away in Gary, Indiana. So, not to put a downer on the program, just thought that may be something you'd be interested in knowing. I'm going to go to one of my favorite piano players, Horace Silver, from an Impulse CD entitled Prescription for the Blues, and the name of the tune that I'm going to play is Whenever Lester Plays the Blues. And this was actually kind of a tribute to Lester Young, because when Horace Silver was young, in his teens, he played both tenor sax and piano, and Lester Young had a great influence on him, so he wrote this in honor of him. The name of the tune is Whenever Lester Plays the Blues, and it features Michael Becker on tenor, Randy Brecker on trumpet, Ron Carter bass, Louis Hayes drums.
Thank you.
Morris Silver doing Whenever Lester Plays the Blues. We go to the trio sound of the VU Faculty Jazz Trio, and the name of the tune that is going to be played is Loverman, and it features Billy Foster on piano, Bruce Evans on bass, Jeffrey Brown on drums. So let's listen to their version of a tune entitled Loverman. Jazz Trio doing Loverman. They have a CD, and that's obviously what I played it off of, but you'd have to contact, I think, the Valpo Music Department or contact Jeff Brown to see how you could pick up a copy of this. Sounds like I'm in a trio mood, and I'm going to go to a trio that is on the Laserlight label, Nat King Cole. I think we think generally of him as a vocalist, but he was a very fine pianist, so this particular cut he will not be singing. He'll just be playing the piano as part of the trio, doing a tune entitled I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful.
Thank you.
trio playing I May Be Wrong But I Think You're Wonderful, featuring Nat on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass. Obviously, no drummer in this particular cut. I'm going to go to the big band sound now of Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra doing a tune entitled Georgia. Jazz Orchestra playing Georgia. We haven't done a vocal yet. I'm going to go to the sound of Abby Lincoln doing a title song, Strong Man, featuring Abby on vocals, Kenny Durham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Max Roach drums. And it is on the Riverside label. Strong Man.
I'm in love with a strong man, and he tells me he's wild about me. I'm in love with a guy who is everything grand. Any man can be. I'm in love with a strong man. What a hard-working hero is he. Great big arms, muscled heart, dark and shining he folds around me. Hair crisp and curly and cropped kind of close. Picture a lover like this. Lips warm and full that I love the most. Smiling between every kiss. I'm in love with a strong man. Once you see him, you'll have to agree that any other would just be the wrong man. And it is easy to see why I love life when I'm loving my strong man and letting my strong man love me. My strong man love me.
Doing Strong Man. I'm going to go to the West Coast sound of Bud Shank and Bob Cooper from a Pacific Jazz CD entitled Bud Shank Blowin' Country with Bob Cooper, featuring Bud on alto and flute, Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Claude Williamson piano, Howard Roberts guitar, Don Prell bass, and Chuck Flores drums, doing a tune entitled Dinah. Shank and Bob Cooper, and I'd have to admit that Bob Cooper is one of my very, very favorite tenor sax players. This is Bill Satterly reminding you that you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We're going to wrap up the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz with Jack McDuff and Friends, featuring Jack McDuff on organ, Red Holloway on alto, George Benson on guitar, Phil Upchurch on guitar, Kevin Axt on bass, and Joe Dukes drums. And this is from the Concord label, entitled Jack McDuff and Friends. The name of the Color Me Blue. The name of the tune is Broadway.